99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Some sites are back up and some users are still reporting site and app outages after Amazon Web Services crashed overnight due to a problem in a data center in Northern Virginia. They're working on it. At first, French officials said the Louvre would reopen today, but it remains closed as the investigation goes on into the brazen robbery. Several people disguised as construction workers broke into the museum Sunday, making off with centuries-old jewels.
The thieves look to have dropped a blowtorch, the power tools they used to get in, gloves. Forensics experts are going to be poring over those items to find any clues to make sure they find these items before they disappear forever.
ABC's James Longman in Paris. President Trump doubling down on his threat to cut off U.S. aid to Colombia after the president there, Gustavo Petro, accused the U.S. of murdering innocent fishermen in the Caribbean. The White House says it was targeting drug dealers. 7 million people showing up nationwide this weekend for No Kings rallies and marches against the Trump administration. This is ABC News.
Now, this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Raymond Newport. Thousands of Wisconsinites took part in the No Kings protests on Saturday. Those took part across the entire state of Wisconsin. The crowd at Milwaukee's Cathedral Square Park estimated at 16,000 people, with 15,000 at Madison's Capitol Square, hundreds more in communities across the state. It may have been the largest protest ever against a U.S. president. Wisconsin Consumer Protection monitoring online app stores after a fake copy of the Wisconsin Food Share app showed up. Administrator Michelle Reinen says they were alerted by the Department of Health Services.
Scammers recently launched a fake version of the Wisconsin Food Share mobile app called EBT Edge. And that fraudulently charges users $4.99 per week or $60 for the lifetime access.
If you encountered the fake app or paid the scammers, contact Consumer Protection at 800-422-7128. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Max FM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high-quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Increasing clouds today, breezy and warmer than yesterday, with highs in the mid to upper 60s. For tonight, some showers likely mainly in the evening, lows in the lower 40s. On Tuesday, showers redeveloping in the afternoon, breezy and much cooler, highs only near 50. Whole Home Connect, better streaming and internet speeds. Call today to save at 800-217-9129. Right now, it's 34.
Maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave, Emily, and Killian. 8:04. The morning show is brought to you by the Powerline Coffee. Kill me, power your day with Powerline Coffee. 38 special. Hold on loosely on Max FM.
You see it all around you.
Just hold on loosely, but don't let go. If you play too tight, so damn easy when you're feeling lost such.
Reedsburg's Maximum Hits. 99.7 Max FM.
maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Killian, Emily, and Dave. It is 8:12. The morning show is brought to you by the Powerline Coffee Company. Power your day with Powerline Coffee. 108 3rd Street in downtown Baraboo. Open 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. 7 days a week. It's time to talk about our pets of the week from the Sauk County Humane Society. For more information, you can go to saukhumane.org. The pets of the week are Jinx and Dexter. To make an appointment to meet them, call the Sauk County Humane Society at 608-356-2520. Emily, you're going to talk about Dexter the cat, and Killian's going to talk about Jinx the dog. Go ahead, and Emily, and talk about Dexter, please. All right, Killian, why don't you go ahead and talk about Jinx real quick?
Sure. So this is Jinx, a one-of-a-kind sweetheart with a heart as big as her smile. This 1 year and 5 month old terrier pit mix turns heads with her gorgeous gray and white coat, soulful eyes, and those adorable expressive ears that seem to tell her whole story. She's a perfect medium size at about 52 pounds, making her just right for adventures or lazy couch days. Jinx can be a little shy at first, but once she feels comfortable, her playful, loving nature shines through. She's made great progress with her leash manners and already knows commands like sit and come. She also keeps her kennel tidy, which hints she's housebroken. Jinx enjoys other dogs, but would do best in a calm home without cats or small children while she builds confidence. With patience and love, she'll blossom into a loyal, happy companion who's ready to fill your life with joy. She is up to date on her vaccinations and will be spayed prior to adoption.
Yeah, and Jinx is a beautiful-looking dog. They have her sitting on a leash, and you see that white patch on her chest. She looks like an absolutely gorgeous dog. Emily, why don't you tell us about Dexter?
Sure, definitely. Dexter made himself into the cat of the week. This handsome orange tabby is just a little over... Oh, goodness, my computer's having pop-ups, and all of a sudden I can't see what I'm reading. Okay, this handsome orange tabby is just a little over a year old and has all the charm you'd expect from an orange cat. I want to say I have an orange and white male cat, and yeah, there's a specific thing happening there. He came to us, they say, after his owner and some housing issues, and now he's looking for a new place to call home. Dexter is a gentle, quiet boy who loves to explore his surroundings and curl up in your lap for some purring and pets. He is a big fan of treats, catnip, and getting brushed, pretty much anything that makes him feel loved. With his sweet personality and easygoing nature, Dexter is the perfect companion for anyone looking for a loyal, affectionate friend. Come meet this wonderful boy and see that he is the missing piece to your home. He is up to date on his vaccinations and will be neutered prior to adoption. So yeah, he's an orange and white male cat. Anyone out there has one of those, please text us and let us know, because I was unaware of... we'll just call it nut jobbiness that orange and white male cats bring to your world. Apparently there's like Facebook groups and like other support groups or like share funny story groups or just here are the antics about my orange cat groups that I just found out about. So yeah, it's a thing. I didn't know that, but yeah, it's a thing. So text us in if you've got an orange and white male cat and they are full of it, please let us know. Share your stories.
Most definitely. And for more information about our pets of the week, you can go to saukhumane.org. We will be back in about 6 minutes. We're going to talk about a couple of calendar days. More Music Mornings with Dave, Emily, and Killian. The morning show is brought to you by the Powerline Coffee Company. Power your day with Powerline Coffee. Coming up, we'll look at our community calendar brought to you by Pizza Ranch Bear, but music by Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers on Max FM. Hungry for a deal that will make your taste buds dance? Swing by Pizza Ranch in Baraboo. This month, grab a large specialty pizza for just $12.99 or two medium pizzas for $22. Got little ranch hands? Kids eat free on Tuesday nights. And don't forget, Thursday is wing night. Saucy, spicy, and oh so delicious. Find Pizza Ranch at 916 Gateway Drive in Baraboo or give them a call at 608-448-2215. That's Pizza Ranch, where every bite is a home run.
We'll look at some of the upcoming area events. Here's your Max FM community calendar. On Saturday, October 25th, from 9 until 10:30 a.m., the Portage Business Trick-or-Treat Spooktacular and Costume Contest will take place. Kick off the Halloween fun with the Boys and Girls Club Costume Contest. That's going to be at 9 a.m. at Commerce Plaza. Kids can show off their spookiest, silliest, and most creative costumes with prizes awarded at various age categories. After the contest, head out for trick-or-treating at local businesses through Portage. You can see a full rundown of all the businesses participating by visiting the Portage Chamber of Commerce website. The Friends of Devil's Lake present the Halloween Extravaganza. This will be happening on October 25th from 4 until 8 p.m. It begins with pumpkin carving and crafts. That'll be 4 until 6 p.m. And then from 6 until 8, there's torchlit hike, campfire, live music, costume parade, and delicious s'mores. This will all be happening at Devil's Lake State Park Rock Elm Shelter. It is free, but you'll need a state park sticker to enter the park. You can find all the details at friendsofdevilslake.org. Again, that's on Saturday, October 25th from 4 until 8 p.m. Also on that Saturday, the 25th, from 2 until 5 p.m., River Hills Church in Sauk City will be presenting their Trunk or Treat event. It's a fun-filled afternoon of safe, family-friendly trick-or-treating. Kids are invited to dress up in their favorite costumes, enjoy games, treats, and plenty of Halloween fun. No registration required. You can learn more details by going to riverhillschurch.org. Again, that's 2 until 5 p.m. on October 25th. These are just a few of the amazing Halloween celebrations that will be taking place all around the area. Be sure to check out the area, city, and Chamber of Commerce websites for more details. Also on Sunday, October 26th, the Reedsburg Public Library will be hosting a free event as author Frank Ginther will be presenting his book, The Life and Times of Dawn Manor, which is located in Lake Delton. Books will be for sale at the event or can be purchased prior to it at Main Street Books in Reedsburg on October 26th and also at the Dawn Manor in Lake Delton. Again, this free event will be happening at Reedsburg Public Library on Sunday, October 26th, starting at 1 p.m. And as always, you can see the full community calendar at our website, max.fm. And if you have an event you want added, send an email to info@max.fm.
Working on a mystery.
Kingston Moore, 99.7 Max FM, More Music Mornings with Emily Killian and Dave. The morning show is brought to you by the Powerline Coffee Company. Power your day with Powerline Coffee. We're each going to pick an item for calendar days and talk about that item. And Emily, what did you find to talk about for calendar days today?
Oh boy, there's a lot, but I want to say, yeah, information overload day. I feel like that's every minute of every day.
Yes.
For everyone, but especially for Dave, because I've seen him with all the screens and all the headphones and the phone and all the things. But information overload day, I mean, I just feel like this quote unquote day and age, not to sound like an old lady, but you know, there's just so, like Dave was saying earlier, there's so many ways to receive information and communication that sometimes I feel like I'm having like little mini seizures when like all the things are going off at once and I'm like, ah, and I just want to like throw everything out the window. So not figuratively, I mean, literally sometimes when your phone's driving you crazy, like work-wise, it's just like, sometimes you just want to chuck it. But I think there is need and time for people to put all the things down, leave it all at home and go outside for a walk. I feel like we are definitely putting ourselves in a place with information technology that things can feel like that is all there is. When you look up from your phone or your device and look outside and see just the leaves changing colors, you will realize there is so much more going on. And that's the kind of information that's really good for the soul, is the nature kind. So anywho, those are my thoughts. 2 cents or 3 cents. What do you got, Dave?
I'm going to defer to Killian first. Killian, what did you find?
I found International Chef Day.
And what's that?
Let's see here. So every year a theme is decided for International Chef Day. In 2020, it was Healthy Food for the Future. And the same theme was repeated in 2021, although with a deeper focus on sustainability and ensuring a healthy environment for future generations. So, yeah, just if you go out to eat today, just make sure you thank your chef.
Most definitely. We appreciate them. Emily and I both have worked in the food service industry, so we know how hard that work is. And the one I found, ironically, is National Brandied Fruit Day, and it's celebrated. The brandied fruit is a perfect snack for those who want something spicy along with the sweetness of fruits. You get your fill of alcohol as well as healthy nutrients of fruit. What's not to love?
I mean, yeah.
Yeah, we were having that discussion in studio this morning. I said, I'm taking that one. Not Killian is not. So I've never had brandied fruit. Have you had it before, Emily?
I feel like I have. Like back in the day, like my grandparents had a lot of like that kind of, not a lot, but I mean, that's when it was like that generation had like those like brandy filled cherries, you know, chocolate covered cherries or whatever that had brandy in them. And then I feel like there was some brandied fruit. I feel like brandy was kind of like a old school way to continue drinking throughout the day with fruit and food.
I think you're right. Just saying. So. Now I'm thinking about brandy. Yes, it is. Emily, thank you so much for joining us. You'll be back with us at 7:10 tomorrow morning.
Sounds like a plan. Everybody have a wonderful day. Put on an extra jacket, but get outside, boy. It's beautiful.
Yes, indeed it is. Killian and I will be back at 8:35 hanging with Hobble, David, and Killian. We're going to talk about that Packers game from this past Sunday. We appreciate our morning show sponsor. We are brought to you by the Powerline Coffee Company. Power your day with Powerline Coffee. 108 3rd Street in downtown Baraboo. Open daily 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Coming up, a look at local sports and weather on Max FM.
Big deals. Fall brings cooler days and hotter savings with Max FM Big Deals. Every Wednesday and Friday, catch the big deals of the day and rake in huge bargains on your local favorites. And once a week, don't miss the Foodie Flash Sale with Dave in the Morning, the perfect way to jumpstart your holiday shopping with gift certificates everyone will love. Go to MaxFMBigDeals.com and save big this October with Max FM Big Deals.
There's no way around it. Buying or selling your home can be a complicated process. Hi, I'm Mike Y with Weikert Realtors Great Day Group. I've been licensed in real estate since 1997 and have decades of business experience to help guide you through those complications. Connect you with all the licensed professionals to make the process go smoothly and make sure you are making the right decisions surrounding your investment. Most likely one of the most important decisions of your life. So let me help you simplify the process. When you are ready to buy or sell, reach out to me at 608-393-9372.
Get the good stuff. Get the good stuff from Napa Auto Parts in Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. Look for the Napa logo wherever you have your vehicle serviced. The Napa logo means quality auto parts and ASC certified mechanics to service your ride. Napa is a supplier of replacement parts and equipment for the automotive repair, heavy-duty truck, and industrial market. Napa parts are second to none. Use only quality Napa parts and accessories from Napa in Baraboo and Portage.
Get the good stuff!
This is Killian with your Max FM Sports Report. Going over Friday's games, Sparta beat Baraboo 44-20, Reedsburg beat Toma 51-19, Waupun beat Wisconsin Dells 68-35, Sauk Prairie beat Edgewood 20-7, and Mount Horeb beat Portage 47-20. This was Killian with your Max FM Sports Report.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Increasing clouds today, breezy and warmer than yesterday with highs in the mid to upper 60s. For tonight, some showers likely mainly in the evening, lows in the lower 40s. On Tuesday, showers redeveloping in the afternoon, breezy and much cooler, highs only near 50. Whole Home Connect, better streaming and internet speeds. Call today to save at 800-217-9129. It's 35 at our studios.
Connected to our community like no one else.
We are your hometown station.
99.7 Max FM.
Why don't you use it?
maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave, Emily, and Killian. It is 8:34. The morning show is brought to you by the Powerline Coffee Company. Power your day with Powerline Coffee. As a reminder, it's a little bit chilly out there this morning as Killian and I are looking outside the windows here. It is 38 degrees outside the Weicker Gray Day building in the Max FM studios. We're looking at increasing clouds with a high of 66 day. Winds increasing 15 to 20 miles per hour, gusting as high as 30. Tonight, we are looking at shower chances, cloudy to gradually clearing with a low of 40. Tuesday afternoon, shower chances, increasing clouds, a high of 47. Wednesday, mostly cloudy, a high of 48. Thursday, frost to start the day, sunny, a high of 54. Friday, mostly sunny, a high of 59. Looking ahead to the weekend, highs near 60, lows in the mid-30s to low 40s. It is a beautiful morning out here as we look outside the studio. Pretty quiet as well. The sun is shining, but as Emily mentioned, make sure you grab that coat. It is time for Hanging with Havel. That is brought to you by Oakwood Fruit Farm.
Oakwood Fruit Farm is bursting with the flavors of fall. Check out Honeycrisp, Cortland Macintosh, and many more apples. The bakery's in full swing with fresh apple cider donuts, take and bake pies ready for your oven, gooey caramel apples. While you're there, stock up on fresh apple cider, cranberries, pumpkin, squash, and other seasonal treats. And here's the cherry. Oh, apple on top. Every Tuesday, take 10% off all apple purchases. Celebrate the taste of fall at Oakwood Fruit Farm, where every bite tastes like autumn.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun.
Right now, it is time to talk football because it's time for Hanging with Havel, David, and Killian right here on 99.7 Max FM. Chris Havel joins us every Monday and Friday morning at 8:35 during the Packers season to discuss a green and gold. Chris is an Adams Friendship native and former Green Devil who began covering the Packers in 1991 for the Green Bay Press Gazette. An award-winning writer, Chris is the host of Sportsline Monday through Friday, 4 to 6 p.m. on 107.5 FM, The Fan in Green Bay. Good morning, Chris. How are you doing after this somewhat victorious Monday morning?
Yeah, David and Killian, good to be with you, fellas. It is a victory Monday, 27-23. Certainly, it could have gone much, much better at Arizona, but the W is the thing. And I did have to say, speaking of wins, you know, the Milwaukee Brewers, bless their pointy little caps, because, you know, they lose the first four games of the regular season. They lose the last four games of the playoffs. But in between, they were 163.
Yes.
And they win the NL Central. They oust the Cubs and Craig Council out of the playoffs. I mean, the Brewers gave me all I could have wanted and more this season. So like I said, God bless them. And you know what? I'm sure Bob Uecker would have been, is mighty proud.
I guarantee Bob Uecker is proud of that Brewers season. Their most victories in any season ever. And to see the Cubs go down, I'm sure he was smiling from up above on that one. Because, you know, the Brewers, you know, everyone's disappointed, I'm sure, this morning after they got shut out by the Dodgers. But you know what? They've had one of their best seasons ever. And Killian and I were talking about this. The Dodgers had a great night on Friday night. And Killian, like you were talking, the pitching alone kind of was the saving grace for the Dodgers, right?
Yeah, and a guy named Shohei Ohtani.
Yeah.
Isn't that something? Three home runs, and then the star pitcher, it's like the Little League kid. That's, you know, 9 years old, and he's 8 feet tall already. It's like, what? How do you dominate on that highest level like that? But God bless him. And you know what? If the Dodgers win it all, so be it, because that's been the Brewers' pattern. I think five of the six times they've gone to the postseason recently, that team that ousted them, like the Diamondbacks and others before that, went on to win the World Series, or definitely get there at least. But then you got the Buccaneers and Lions tonight. Oh. Monday Night Football should be a good one. The Buccaneers are beat up, even though Baker Mayfield's been great. I think the Lions get them pretty good.
I do, too. I've got a very good friend who's a Lions fan, and I'm sure PK is going to watch that game intently tonight to see how that goes. I mean, and then, of course, we have the big game next Sunday night. I mean, Killian and I were talking off air about that one, too.
Yeah, I mean, I hope Micah Parsons looks like a jacket for Aaron Rodgers. You know, hanging all over that guy. Glad to meet you. Well, we got to get to that Packers win because Micah Parsons was such a big part of that. And I got to say, David, you're ready to roll. Let's do this thing,
yeah,
guys.
Let's do this. I mean, well, let's dive into the Packers' first road win of the season. Let's repeat that. First road win of the season. We now improve to 4-1-1. And Killian, Well, I'll let you take it, buddy.
All right. Well, we've been critical of Matt LaFleur when the Packers head coach or his team makes mistakes, but we also give him credit when he's on his game. His call on 4th and 2 that led to Tucker's Craft big catch was, well, it was really good. So was his decision to throw it with only 7 seconds left in the first half to set up Lucas Haversick's 61-yard team record field goal at the gun. What do you think of LaFleur's day?
Man, I got to ask you guys. I mean, Killian? I mean, you've seen this guy coach, and then you see Dave Campbell and these guys do things with, you know, fourth downs and Sean McVay and all that. What did you think?
I mean, I've been pretty critical of Matt LaFleur this season, but he made some good calls. I think that 4th and 2, once again, that was talked about, was nice. I really liked seeing that good completion to Tucker Kraft. Jordan Love looked really good. I think there were times where Matt LaFleur made some interesting play calls, but at the end of the day, a win is a win, and you got to give credit to Matt LaFleur for winning that game.
You do, and here's the thing. I mean, when I saw them throwing the ball with 7 seconds left in the first half, and to set that field goal, I mean, 61 yards. I mean, this is this guy's second week of playing for the Packers, playing because McManus is out. And to get the field goal, that was amazing. And the Packers needed that momentum to go into the half. Then you see them setting up to go for the field goal, and all of a sudden the Packers are calling a timeout on that 4th and 2. And all of a sudden you see the offense trotting back on the field. I said to Wendy, I'm like, okay, this one's making me a little bit nervous, but it's the right call at this point in the game because we need the momentum. We need to get a lead. We cannot just keep going on field goals. So, I mean, that was amazing, Chris. I appreciate the play call.
I do, and I think, you know, we'll talk about the 3 for 10 on third downs and all of that, but they're really good on fourth down, I guess, the money down. But what coaches need to do, and it can't just be during practice and it can't be in the meeting rooms, you've got to instill confidence in your team and your players. How? By proving it when the game's on the line and it's in doubt, and the decisions that you make, because they're not stupid, they're with you, and they know if you take a knee right there and say, well, let's figure it out at halftime, really? And I think Love was a little bit surprised, but the 22-yarder to Dobbs and then Haversick's bomb, given what happened in Dallas, the debacle there where you had the strip sack that led to an easy touchdown for the Cowboys right before the half, and you'd not be looking at that ugly tie on the record. So LaFleur was aware of that, but he still decided to throw it. And then on the 4th and 2, you could have tried a little bit of a RPO with Love and rolled him out and let his legs do it for you if nobody's pops wide open, but by gosh, you know, he play fake, let's go, let's get this and make it work, and hit him along the sideline and got it done. So I think that part of it, and in addition, 4 wide receiver sets a couple of times with one back to spread the defense out. You can either spread them out and run it with Jacobs, keep him into pass protect. You've got depth at receiver even without Jaden Reed and Christian Watson. You got to use it and put pressure on defenses, and I think that was good. And then a little bit of up-tempo, it didn't do much good, but I'm not surprised because they hardly ever practice it or do it.
Right.
But at least it's a first step, you know?
It was a first step. And as much as I hate penalties, and you guys know this, I do love great defense, and the Packers had some big-time stops. And the first 3-sack game for Micah Parsons' career was huge. And at the end, Parsons slammed the door shut. Parsons griped about the officials last week, and we talked about that last week. And then he went out and dominated the game. And let's talk about that.
I'll give him a megaphone next time he wants to gripe at the officials if this is the result.
Right?
I mean, holy cow. The shocking thing in his game was the 3 sacks. I can't believe that guy in his career never had a 3-sack game.
I can't either. And then when I was thinking about this, it's like he's never had a 3-sack game, and he came out and dominated the game. And you knew he was lit up after Thursday night football and was just spouting off to the point I was getting a little bit nervous. It's like, dude, be careful here. You do not need to get a little NFL smackdown here either. Even though you're right, not on the field, you got to be careful of this. But he went out and he put the mouth, you know, piece quiet and went and played the game. I give him credit for that.
No doubt about it. I mean, this guy's and there were people, I think, too, and he heard some of the talk about the 2.5 sacks. And you and I have talked about this, I think, with Killian, too, in the past year, where you get a holding call drawn and accept a 10-yard penalty. You don't get any credit for it in the box score, but that's a big play. That's a game changer. They had to hold you and take 10 yards so you didn't cream the quarterback. And I think Parsons' effect now and impact on the Packers' defense is starting to get noticed, because he's had a great impact before. But guess what? Rashawn Gary and some other guys stepped up too. And Jeff Hafley, it was slid in there, but the point was taken that when he was asked about Parsons in the holds this week leading into the game, he said, he's getting so much attention. You know, other guys are single blocked. Hello? Yeah, when you're single blocked, you got to get home. And right. And that was the cue for these other guys. It can't just be all Parsons. So happy for the guy. I mean, he says what's on his mind, and then he goes out and plays like it. I mean, what a gift to the Packers, really.
It really is, and it's helped the defense, and it does open up those other guys when they're double-teaming Parsons to get those sacks in there and pressure the quarterback. And so that's going to help the defense throughout this season, right, Killian?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, a guy like Micah Parsons just changes how you play. I mean, when you're the other team looking at the Packers, you're like, okay, we got to adjust to this guy. And you take up so much time in practice looking, how are we going to stop this guy from getting, well, 3 sacks, 4 tackles for loss, and 5 QB hurries?
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
And the QB hurries are huge, too. I mean, that just throws him off the game, and it just keeps him guessing as to who's coming at them, because they know it's not always going to be Micah Parsons. And so right. It's a great time for the defense to step it up this season.
I mean, Quay Walker on a blitz, Edgerrin Cooper coming, and that's what we're going to see a little bit more of, stuff that plays off of Parsons' greatness. And I did real quick want to set the defense, the way the personnel sets up. Before Parsons, the question was, A, could you get a pass rush? And B, how are your cornerbacks, who are rugged tacklers and big, strong, lanky guys that Hafley likes, how are they going to be able to cover for 1, 2, 3, 4 seconds? No way, no how. We bring Parsons in, the pass rush question is solved. Everybody gets better that way. Your big rugged corners now, because teams have to get the ball out of the quarterback's hand so fast. Receiver screens, quick shots to the tight end, tosses to the running back on the perimeter trying to get it out that way. And you've got Keyshawn Nixon and these cats that love to tackle and are physical, plus the speed of the linebackers coming both ways. It's a hard way to do business. On top of it, and I think when Evan Williams, I mean, God bless, he tried to make a big play, and Xavier McKinney on the back end, you've got a couple of ball hawks. So the point is, how are they going to beat you? Well, they can hope they can get a 5-7-step drop in time to throw deep, which is where the pressure combined with McKinney on the back end should make the difference. In the meantime, when they're getting it out of the quarterback's hand, he can't make an explosive play unless he missed a tackle, and Nixon and those guys love to hit, and they swarm the ball. So I guess in a Hafley abridged 101 version of defense, yeah, Parsons is incredible. He makes everybody better, including Hafley.
Absolutely. Let's switch to the offense side here. Josh Jacobs was a game-time decision with a calf injury and an undisclosed illness. But 2 touchdowns later, he reminded everyone what a tough running back he is. So let's talk about that.
My goodness. Another godsend. Prime of his career, first big-time contract, and Josh Jacobs, one of the best running backs in the NFL right now. I mean, after getting stoned 3 times and then you pass to Kraft, you get down there late, and then you just give it to him 3 straight carries and he gets in the end zone. Jacobs is just tough. I don't know what the illness was. I mean, he was retching on the sideline the week before, so I don't know if that had anything to do with it, but maybe a touch of the flu going around. Sound like some other guys had it too, but he's amazing. I mean, just straight up. You give him any kind of a crease or room to run, sick or otherwise. And plus, Emmanuel Wilson and Brooks are no jokes. They're pretty good.
And honestly, watching Jacobs yesterday, you would not have known that he wasn't feeling the greatest. I mean, he just kept on pushing through. And so it's like, okay, hopefully it's just the flu, and hopefully that calf injury is not too much an issue going down this week, because that's always a concern. Okay, did he re-aggravate anything? I mean, he seemed to be moving around decently, and so we'll see. I mean, we have a lot of things happening on Sunday, but we aren't going to get to that just quite yet. Now, let's get back to the Packers' penalties.
I knew you'd come back to it.
You knew I would. I mean, it is my hobby horse with this team this year. I said it while I was watching the game yesterday, and I'm pretty sure one of you was sick of me talking about it, but you know what? I was at the point of 10 when I stopped counting, because that's way too many. When I have to start taking my shoes off to count the Packers' penalties, it's a problem. It's the same question. How do they get this cleaned up? Because we cannot keep having penalties going into the rest of the season as we start playing teams that are better and better. And again, I'll remind everyone, Packers didn't take the lead until about 2 minutes left in that game. Those penalties are killing us, Chris.
Wait a minute. I see we got some breaking news, CNN. David from Wisconsin is leading a no penalties rally. Oh, my gosh. Big time, David.
You know where I'm at with these penalties. I'm telling you.
You have had it up to here. I don't know how they clean it up. You know what? The head coach has to help his team, like some gutsy calls, instilling confidence, and maybe that'll happen. Because at some point, we can harp on LaFleur and practice habits and all that. It's on what, guys? If you have hearing problems, go to an audiologist. You know, what do we need to do? I mean, and can we please just have a kickoff or a punt without a holding penalty?
Guys, our special teams has got to clean it up. I mean, there's no two ways about it. And it's just special teams is going to be the
bane. The return yesterday dang near cost them. I mean, it did cost them, but it could have cost them the win. Anyway, yeah, I don't know. We can cry about it in our beer.
There you go.
Well, I don't know. Yeah, well, that's true, too. We'll blow some foam your way.
All right. Oh, man. What's the vibe of this team after six games heading into a Week 8 Sunday night football game at Pittsburgh against Aaron Rodgers?
You guys want to go first?
I'm going to say, Aaron Rodgers didn't have a real great game yesterday. There's no two ways about that. And so I think that we're going to see Aaron Rodgers. He's going to be loaded for bear. Let's not kid ourselves. He's going to want to win this game. He also knows all the talk around Micah Parsons, and so he's going to be doing his best to not get sacked. Now, we all know how much Aaron Rodgers does not like going down on the ground, so what I'm hoping will happen, we'll see Aaron Rodgers start throwing the ball away, doing some haphazard throws. We get some interceptions here, maybe. Rush the quarterback and show him what Green Bay was all about and maybe why he's rethinking not retiring. Killian?
Yeah, I mean, I just don't see this as like a, it's Aaron Rodgers, welcome, I love you guys so much. This is not that type of game. Pittsburgh should be fired up after that terrible loss to the Bengals. I mean, you let Joe Flacco and Jamar Chase absolutely torch your defense.
23 targets for Chase.
Wow!
It is insane.
I mean, that's crazy. In one game, Tucker Kraft was leading the team after four games with 23, I think. But who knew that he would beat them?
Yeah, exactly.
What was your first, second, or 23rd clue, maybe? Boy, Aaron Rodgers, he's seeing Green Bay's future, and he's seeing his past all in one night, I hope.
I hope you're right, because you know what? Now, I will say this, and we're not getting into the predictions just yet. After watching the game yesterday, and we'd all talked going into the game yesterday that Packers should have had a bigger lead in that game. They should not have been losing until the fourth quarter with 2 minutes left. They cannot do that again on Sunday night. And we can talk more about that on Friday when the three of us are back together. But I think we've got to clean it up a little bit. I'm going to be harping on the penalties again, in case anyone's curious. I mean, that's my hobby horse until they clean it up.
There's Dave with that no penalties flag.
Yeah. I think maybe I'm going to make a call to Green Bay this week. I'm just saying.
Let's do it.
I think.
Well, if you got to put a little pressure on, I mean, go ahead.
I think we need to clean it up. So we'll talk more about it on Friday. Chris, thank you so much for being with us. Looking forward to talking Friday again.
Yeah, it'll be a lot of fun. You bet. Have a great week.
You too. We'll talk soon. Hanging with Havel, David, and Killen is brought to you by Oakwood Fruit Farm. The morning show is brought to you by the Powerline Coffee Company. Power your day with Powerline Coffee. We're going to get you back into a 50-minute music hour on Max FM.
Oakwood Fruit Farm is bursting with the flavors of fall. Check out Honeycrisp, Cortland McIntosh, and many more apples. The bakery's in full swing with fresh apple cider donuts, take and bake pies ready for your oven, gooey caramel apples. While you're there, stock up on fresh apple cider, cranberries, pumpkin, squash, and other seasonal treats. And here's the cherry. Oh, apple on top. Every Tuesday, take 10% off all apple purchases. Celebrate the taste of fall at Oakwood Fruit Farm, where every bite tastes like autumn.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun.
Breast health is self-health. Reedsburg Area Medical Center is celebrating October Breast Cancer Awareness Month. The technologists at RAMC are skilled and compassionate, ready to assist you in your mammogram experience.
Call Medical Imaging at 768-6229 to schedule your appointment. After all, don't you owe it to yourself? Reedsburg Area Medical Center, going beyond the expected in breast health.
Power your day with Powerline Coffee. Conveniently located on 3rd Street in downtown Baraboo, enjoy delicious coffee and breakfast items or stop in for lunch. Powerline Coffee has your favorite coffee, tea, soda, or other delicious hot or cold beverages starting at 7 a.m. every day. They serve breakfast sandwiches, pastries, croissant sandwiches, their famous BLT, and so much more. Check out their social media pages for musical entertainment and other events. Power your day with Powerline Coffee.
At U.S. Cellular, you can get four free phones of your choice and four lines for just $90 with no trade-in.
I'll send a phone to each of my four daughters to see who calls me first. I can only pay for one of their weddings.
Four lines for $90 a month and four of the latest phones for free. And we'll pay off your current contract when you switch. U.S. Cellular, now part of T-Mobile.
Terms apply. Visit cellplus.com for details. That's right. We'll pay off your current contract, so switching has never been easier. Let our helpful staff assist you at U.S. Cellular, now part of T-Mobile, in Baraboo, the Dells, and Reedsburg.
99.7 Max FM.
I hear the drums echoing tonight. She hears only whispers of some quiet conversation. She's coming in 12:30 flight. The moonlit wings reflect the stars that guide me towards salvation. I stopped an old man along the way, hoping to find some old forgotten words or ancient melody. Turn to me as if to say, hurry boy, it's waiting there for you. Longing for some solitary company. I know that I must do what's right. Sure as Kilimanjaro rises like Olympus above the Serengeti, I seek to cure what's deep inside, frightened of this thing that I've become.
Thank you.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
Your hometown station.